This is a dictation for LaQuinta Robinson, LaQuinta, LaQuinta Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 4/13/1991. Date of accident is 5/15/2025. The patient is presenting as a new patient. Visit today. She reports of pain in the neck area, lower back area, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in both the shoulders, both upper arms and both knees. Pain in the shoulder is 8 and both knees is also 8. She has a difficult time lifting both the arms beyond 90 degrees and attributes all of these symptoms to the automobile accident that is reported as follows. The patient was traveling as in a lift car, rear passenger on the right side and the rear seat. She was wearing a seat belt and approximate speed of the car was 70. It was a Nissan Altima. They were traveling near Southfield Road. And the driver of the lift car was flying on a very high speed, almost 70. And he swerved and sideswiped another car after losing control. They hit into another car called Audi, sideswiping it. The speed was unknown. Their airbags did not deploy. There was a momentary loss of consciousness according to the patient. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital nearby. It was the fault of their own driver. Patient reported that at the time of accident, she had bruises all over because she banged into the seat in front and momentarily she lost her consciousness. She passed out and she shook from left to right, right to left. There was no bleeding, no fractures, no laceration. The patient reported that she didn't inspect the car for damages as she was going to the hospital, but it was mostly on the side of the car. History of presenting illness. Patient reports mild to moderate headaches, which are 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on. And they are mostly in the front of the head and severe, constant, associated with nausea, but not with vomiting, seizure, or aura. Sensitive to the light, they are not sensitive to the light, and they are not sensitive to the noise. There is no associated dizziness, vertigo. There is no loss of consciousness, seizures, no ringing in the ear, no loss of memory, forgetfulness, no loss of balance, equilibrium, and there is a history of blurred vision. The patient has no tidal anesthesia, no anxiety or depression. Regarding the pain history, the patient has moderate back pain, localized, and also neck pain. Both are reported to be 10. Pain in both the shoulders is reported to be 8, and both the knees is 8. All of these pains are continuous, and they are throbbing, shooting, stabbing sharp, heart burning, aching, heavy, tender. They vary from 5 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. A modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and sitting, bending, walking, and improved by lying down and medications. Patient has slight difficulty in walking more than half a block and it becomes painful. Regarding the past investigation, patient reports that she has had MRI, CT scan, and x-rays at the hospital and they will be released. Patient was referred from Dr. Louis Radin, spine specialist of Michigan, for further care of management of her pain. Muscle weakness is on the left arm, and numbness, tingling, pins and needle are on the left arm, according to the patient. Some pain is reported in the upper arm as well. He has had physical therapy for 1 year, 60 visits. Kindly review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, personal history, family history, legal history, employment status, and ADLs, as well as diagnosis. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 123 over 98, pulse 79, pulse ox is 99. The height of the patient and weight was not recorded. The patient is a 36-year-old African-American female of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No overt anxiety or lethargy is noticed. Patient has a moderate attitude and demeanor and is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. Is obese and well-built, well-nourished. Rest of the physical examination is unremarkable. Neurological examination is negative. Musculature examination reveals no muscle spasm. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. Paravertebral muscle spasm and spine tenderness, none. Hypertonicity, zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 50. Extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion, 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60. Extension is 25. Bilateral side flexion, 30. Bilateral rotation, 35. In the maneuvers, identify, reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lerman test, distraction test, total test negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test, slump test negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Koenig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test is positive. Breger test, Kemp test, and Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are non-tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction tests are all negative. Paper test, Gonsalin test is negative. Extremities examination. On examination of the extremities, the patient has some tenderness in the right shoulder joint, and is contemplating a surgery for the right shoulder. And range of motions are 90 degrees bilaterally, with the motor weakness 4x5 bilaterally, and there is no neuro deficit. Vascular supply is completely normal with normal pulses. And on the right shoulder, Hawking-Kennedy test, empty beer can test are positive. Near test, speed test is positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. The MRI for the right shoulder shows glenoid labrum pathology, but not described well. Please review the diagnosis from diagnosis page and plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patients provided following medication, which are meloxicam 7.52 times a day for an anti-inflammatory effect, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, L-level 50 milligram at night for sleep, Robaxin 500 twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours, 60 tablets for pain, lidocaine ointment 5% for topical pain relief. He was provided with a back brace and a both knees brace. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to the gym is also yes. Psychiatry, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Well, the patient has had MRI for the cervical spine, lumbar spine, available from Northland Radiology, and they are positive as follows. The patient has a spinal canal stenosis, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. And she has a disc herniation of L3-4, L5-S1, with mild to moderate facet joint arthrosis. MRI of the left shoulder does not show any rotator cuff tear, mild degenerative changes. Right shoulder has a possibility of glenoid labrum damage with a signal abnormality. An arthrogram was required to further comment on it. Then interventional pain procedures, none are being required. Surgical options, none. And referral to neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released from Northland Radiology and Dr. Louis Regan, spine specialist of Michigan. Investigation, none are being ordered. We already have got some of those MRI reports. DMEs, the patient was ordered a DME for both the knees braces as well as the lower back brace. Patient already has a tension. Education is yes. Weight loss program, none is required. Disability, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. The patient was referred back to Dr. Redden for further care. She is looking for a surgery for right shoulder. And so far, she is stable. Thank you.